These days, it seems everyone knows at least one person who claims to have seen a UFO in person. Even more, nearly everyone you know would likely tell you that they've now seen film of UFOs apparently provided by our very own government. Why is all of this occurring now, and where will it lead? We'll talk about that today, but first, watch this.
It's probably the toughest area to research that I'm aware of.
I suspect that they are going to try to represent themselves as our benefactors.
Still masquerading as the saviors of humanity here from some other star system. It's a lie.
When looking at the UFO phenomenon, we have to remember the skeptics have to be right every time, but the believers only need to be right once.
This is the coming great deception.
This is ultra-dimensional, extra-dimensional, and quite possibly what the Bible describes as angels and demons.
These extraterrestrial vehicles are beginning to take a more hostile posture and are beginning to engage our military assets.
We're going to have official disclosure of the UFO alien presence.
This is not fiction. It's coming.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. We're in studio today as we button up this very special series with the director of the newest Skywatch Films documentary release, The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, Mr. Josh Peck.
Hey, Joe. Good to be here.
And we're also joined by Tom Horn, who, along with myself, not only produced the film, but have been archiving footage for its use for over a decade. Before we get into our discussion, over the last several weeks, we've been showing you selected clips from the movie itself, and today, we have one final sneak preview excerpt to share with you. Now, keep in mind, we're unable to show you the whole movie in this short television format, and here in just a bit, we're going to reveal how you can get a copy of the full-length film, but first, watch this.
Back in 2013, my brother-in-law Tony and I decided to drive from Cleveland, Ohio, where we were, to the suburb of Brook Park, which was about a 15-minute drive, to go to a GNC store and buy some supplements for weight training. It was about 7 o'clock at night, and it was a very cold, very windy night. We were going to the strip mall, and it had a very large parking lot, and there's a GNC store there, and that's where we were headed. And as we were approaching the intersection where this strip mall was, we noticed this large craft hovering 20 feet above the corner store, and it wasn't moving. It was just hovering there, and it had very bright lights. The first thing we did was we rolled our windows down because we thought we were going to hear the telltale sound of blades whipping through the air that you would hear if you're in close proximity to a helicopter. But when we rolled the windows down, we didn't hear anything. Silence. I entered the parking lot and immediately threw the car into park and cut the engine. It glided and positioned itself above and in front of my car so as to be completely visible through the windshield. It didn't have any propellers. It didn't have any exhausts or jets. It didn't have any kind of propulsion system to speak of. It had grayish-green angular body armor, typical of the F-117 Nighthawk, but it wasn't a stealth fighter. When I was looking at this thing, I had two distinct feelings that I couldn't shake and can't shake to this day. First, I knew that what I was looking at was reverse engineered military hardware that had alien components incorporated into it. I don't know how I knew it, I just knew it. And the second thing was this sensation that I was supposed to see it. I was supposed to be there. It was waiting for me. And when I arrived, it made sure to descend right over my car, right in front of my windshield, so that I could get a good look at it. The craft suddenly lifted up higher in the sky. It turned on its axis very smoothly, and it just started to glide away.
As many already know, among the curious reports filling the news cycles lately, Senator Marco Rubio, who chairs the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, told CBS News that he hopes the advanced UFOs that have been filmed in our atmosphere in recent years, doing things that seem beyond our understanding of physics or technology, is the Chinese or Russians or some other adversary who perhaps have made some sort of technological leap that allows them to conduct that sort of activity, because the alternative, that they are alien craft or supernatural, would bother him a great deal more. On the heels of his testimony, the New York Times cited Harry Reid, the former Nevada senator who was instrumental in funding the original UFO research program, saying that he believes that crashes of objects of unknown origin may have occurred, and that retrieved materials from not of this world are now in our possession under top secret study.
I think there's elements of government that believe they are in contact with some sort of extraterrestrial intelligence. And when I say elements of government, I say probably people in black projects, people in the military-industrial complex, or perhaps deep in the CIA. Not elected officials so much, not congressmen, probably not presidents. Perhaps people in the military that have lifelong careers. The more likely people that work for the big corporations that are on the payroll of black projects, that we don't really know where all these billions of dollars go. I suspect that some of them probably do. There's been a few cases reported. Really, the original guy that I heard that story from was a Lutheran pastor, Ray Boucher, and I've been in contact with him. And he was contacted by these guys claiming to be the Collins elite. And when they contacted him, they really wanted expert advice on demonology. They were afraid that they let the genie out of the bottle, and they were really seeking advice on how to put it back. They tended to think that what they thought were extraterrestrials were demons. These were military guys. I think that some of them may believe they're extraterrestrials. Some of them might believe that they're demons. I don't know, but the evidence is there that there's an element that's in contact with non-human entities.
Some may already know about the astonishing interview with Luis Elizondo, the former U.S. Army counterintelligence special agent and former employee of the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, who headed up the government's investigation into UAPs or UFOs, who stated in a recent interview that people can watch on YouTube that the government's higher-ups believe UFOs are connected to biblical demons. He actually said that, which I confirmed, by the way, after contacting senior Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis for a comment, and he sent me a related excerpt from his new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, that confirmed Elizondo's commentary.
As a Christian, I would want to know whatever threat is out there, you know, as much as we can know about it. So it's strange to hear about these groups claiming some kind of Christianity, saying that, well, let's just ignore it. There's rumors of a group here in the U.S. called the Collins Elite. They're a secret group in the U.S. government, from what stories are told about them, that are convinced these alien visitors are demons that are talked about in the Bible. Have you heard of specifically the Collins Elite? If so, do you have any knowledge as to what level of influence they may have over the general public relating to UFO disclosure?
The government is doing what it's always done when it comes to the UFO UAP phenomenon, which is shape the narrative. It's very interesting to me that 2 weeks after our book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, was published in 2017, the New York Times ran a piece authored by Leslie Keene, who was a longtime true believer in the UFO phenomenon, about the Tic Tac UFO spotted by Lieutenant Commander David Fravor and other F-18 pilots from the USS Nimitz back in 2004. It was also spotted by radar operators on the USS Princeton, other naval craft that were taking part in the exercise that day. The USS Nimitz incident is well documented. Commander Fravor and his colleagues saw something. It's just we don't know what it is. They didn't know what it is either, but the way the narrative has been spun to us now, it's not of this earth. Okay, well, yeah, maybe. It is significant that the group that took the lead in bringing this information before the public was To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences, a group headed up by Tom DeLonge, former guitarist, lead vocalist for the band Blink 182. He put together a team as part of this group, To the Stars Academy, that wanted to make cutting-edge technology available to the public, but also develop entertainment programs, encouraging people to think more about what might lie beyond. When you looked at the board of directors of the To the Stars Academy, every single one of them, except for Mr. DeLonge, came right out of either the intelligence community or the military. They were connected somehow to the CIA, the DIA, the NSA, or some other three-letter agency, or right out of the Pentagon. That is not a coincidence. That's consistent with what we've seen for 70-plus years in the UFO phenomenon here in the United States. What's really curious is that the video that made such a splash in December of 2017 has been seen by practically everyone since then, had been available on YouTube since at least 2007. So for 10 years, that video was out there in the public domain, and yet it was no big deal until suddenly the New York Times kind of broke the wall of silence. And now, suddenly, over the last 4 or 5 years, it has become okay for the mainstream media to discuss this. We see this regularly as a topic on Fox News, especially MSNBC, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today. Mainstream news outlets are taking this seriously suddenly. And the question we have to ask is, number one, is the story true? Number two, who benefits if we believe it's true? Well, I think the story comes back to shaping what Americans, what the world thinks of this phenomenon. The idea is to convince us that we're being visited from someone out there. It hides the fact that we might be experimenting on craft that we don't want the Chinese and the Russians to know about, or perhaps that they're working on craft that we don't want the American public to know about because we don't have an answer for it. This thing is moving way faster than the fastest known craft in our arsenal, the SR-71 Blackbird. Secondly, to convince us that we are being visited by our space brothers who will very shortly reveal themselves to us and help us to evolve, to upgrade, to become humanity 2.0, to become as gods.
There are some very disturbing testimonies and accounts coming from UFO abductees about the collection of genetic material, of ovum and sperm. People report seeing hybrid children, women report being pregnant and having their babies taken away from them. You know, very, very disturbing statements. As far as physical evidence for these, it's really hard to pin it down from the abductees themselves. There is some that I think is suggestive. Now, a lot of the testimony is obtained from hypnosis, which has been seriously questioned by a lot of scholars, and some of it's hard to take at face value. Whether you think it's really happening, whether it's really a hybrid program or not, I can't say for sure whether that's really happening, but one thing I do know is that these entities, whether they're really doing it or not, they're perpetrating the idea that they are, and that's undeniable.
In my opinion, I have no problem with the fact that dark entities, immense in their abilities, have tried to take human substance, and the whole issue is to integrate themselves into humanity, making themselves acceptable as part of their agenda.
The offspring, the hybrids, the Nephilim of the past were giants. Apparently, what they're getting today, if that's what they're trying to do, are these 3-foot-high diminutive ones. So one of the conjectures by observers is that it would appear that they're trying to figure out why they're not getting what they used to get. If that's the case, one conjectures that the human genome may have degenerated. There used to be 1,000-year lifetimes back then. Today, it's nominally 70, give or take, right? And so that may be somehow involved in this.
The Bible doesn't say in the last days there will be aliens that will be breeding with humans. But here's what Jesus said about the last days. It will be just like the days of Noah. We start with that scary little verse in Genesis 6 that said, and in those days, what days? The days of Noah. The sons of God came unto the daughters of men. That term comes from the Hebrew phrase, B'nai Elohim, the sons of God. Now it involves potential sexual involvement, and there would go to the breeding thing. At the very least, I think it means that there was something technological going on. What do we find in the UFO captivity phenomena? They say, well, I was probed and prodded and my sexual organs were examined, the birth canal. And I mean, you'll hear these things. And so I can kind of envision that Satan and the demonic realm that was in the process of this whole fallen creation since the garden, there was something about the birth process and the ability that humans have to create themselves that God gave to us. So when we get back to the Genesis account, it was either one of two things by the wording there. It says, because then they came unto them and had children by them. But could it have been technological? We think we invented test tube babies and CRISPR-Cas9 technologies. I don't think that the demonic realm has ever looked at these kinds of things and says, gee, we didn't know that could be done. And you remember, what was Satan's temptation to Adam and Eve? You can be like us. Some translation says you can be like God. But in either way, Satan is saying, you can know all the stuff we know if you will sit down at my feet. You hear Jesus say it's going to be just like the days of Noah. So what does that mean? There's either going to be that happening again in the last days, and or it will be attached to some kind of technology wherein all flesh becomes corrupted again. That's what happened in Noah's day. And brother, we're the first generation since the days of Noah to see it happening again right before our eyes.
The quote-unquote UFO alien abduction phenomenon, in which people are routinely picked up, probed, and sampled, and you know, there have been dozens of books and movies made about this, but the common denominator here is that genetic samples are taken. And many researchers have concluded, after much, much study, that these alien beings, in traveling in their alien machines, have the ability to capture and duplicate the human genome, and that they are very much in the business of creating a synthesized human being that can interact or intermesh with a normal human being. And why would they want to do this? Because they would want to insinuate themselves into our civilization, so that they can regulate it for their own purposes. This happened once before the flood, when the sons of God, that is fallen angels, came down to the daughters of men. And basically they created a hybridized false race for the purpose of controlling the race and controlling the planet. I believe they're doing exactly the same thing again, only this time they're not fallen angels, they are ufonauts. They're just coming in a different guise.
The question of threat is interesting and complex. Threat equals capability times intent. And that's used in the military sometimes. One hears that from some of the people in Congress who have received classified briefings on this that the public hasn't seen. My view, and the view of people who've looked at this from within government, is better to assume that it's a threat and then be relieved if one doesn't materialize, then do it the other way around, assume everything's going to be fine, and then get caught out if that's not the case. And I would take it further and say that anything with these capabilities in our airspace is in and of itself a potential threat.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. We're going to show you how you can get a copy of the full-length documentary, The Great Delusion, along with several other groundbreaking materials on the discussion of UFOs, aliens, and the second coming of Earth's earliest enemy. And when we come back, we're going to talk with the film's director and producer. Stay tuned.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival, and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with The Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch Television. I'm Joe Horn, and we're wrapping up what has been a very fascinating series of television broadcasts on the new film, The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy. And Josh, with just a few minutes left on the clock, people at home might be wondering, with all that seems to be breaking, even in the news, and with the government's own acknowledgement now that there is something, they're calling it aerial phenomenon, okay, why do you think they are just now at least publicly taking this seriously?
Well, I think they're reacting to something. I don't think the government, and when we say the government, we got to keep in mind we're talking about a lot of small groups. It's not one big monolithic thing. But what we have to understand is they're reacting to something that they don't really understand. You know, they're human beings just like we are. I don't understand it. They might have a little more information, but if this is truly the work of the enemy, a spiritual enemy, they have no idea what they're dealing with, and they're reacting to it. Something is going on where these crafts are actually being more hostile towards our Navy, and not even just here in America, but all over the world. So something is going on, and I think that they're realize the government's realizing they can't really keep this under wraps anymore, especially with other countries that are releasing their footage. Mexico has been releasing stuff since early 2000s.
Right.
So I think the American government is realizing we can't really keep this under wraps, and if we don't get ahead of this, you know, we're going to be overpassed by some of these other countries. So I think that's what's going on.
Like they don't have the control that we've always thought maybe they do about disclosure.
Right.
Like it's just going to happen organically, and they're going to have to respond to it.
Now, on a deeper level, though, if these things are demonic, if these crafts are demonic and it's not China or Russia, then the government is reacting to provocation from the enemy. So the real question is, why is the enemy doing this now? Mm. And I think that that's because we're living in the end times. I think some of that veil is thinning a little bit,
right.
And I think these beings, whatever they are, have a little bit more freedom, so I think we're seeing some of that.
And another cool thing about this documentary film, The Great Delusion, is it's a great tool to give to non-believers.
Yes.
It's a phenomenal tool to hand somebody that's always had maybe a fascination in where we came from and what's up in the sky, and maybe these are our space brothers or whatever. This thing is loaded with an explanation from a biblical worldview as well as a secularist worldview, and what those like Nick Pope have disclosed on camera for our audience for the very first time in terms of what they know, you know, through British intelligence and things like that. But Tom, I want to remind the viewers at home also, this film goes back, you know, some of the footage you and I 10 years ago on the road, you and I in a car, you know, we're traveling to Koinonia House to sit down with Chuck Missler, Chris Putnam, both deceased. This was some of the last work that they ever did regarding their research into, you know, what's up there and how it applies to Christianity, and trying to come up with a spiritual scope by which all of the rules and stuff apply to this and what Christians should take away. But I also want to let the viewers know there's footage in this they've never seen before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We've not used it in trailers. We've not used it to tease anything. It's just been sitting in a vault. And literally, it was a backup drive I called The Vault, right?
Right.
You and I went to Mount Graham in 2012 with Chris Putnam, all the way to the top of that mountain. We got to stand, I don't know, 20 feet away from what is called the Lucifer device. They're looking up into space there. Why do you think the Vatican has so much interest in what extraterrestrials are, what these spacecrafts are? Why are they watching this so closely?
Yeah, interesting, because that's the same question that Art Bell many years ago asked Father Malachi Martin on Coast to Coast AM. He said, Father, why has the Vatican invested so heavily in the building of this large binocular telescope, the Vatican Advanced Technology Telescope, up on the top of a mountain in southeastern Arizona?
Right.
And Malachi Martin's answer actually ignited a firestorm, and he said it's because at the highest level of governance at the Vatican in Rome, they know what is approaching us and that it is going to be of the utmost importance in coming years. Well, that just ignited a firestorm. What is he talking about?
Right.
And he was uniquely positioned. He was a polyglot. He could speak, I think, over a dozen languages. He worked on the Dead Sea Scrolls for the Vatican. I mean, he was a highly placed guy, friend of several popes. So he's in a place to know. What in the world is he referring to? Something is approaching us. Well, that was the question when we went to Mount Graham.
Yeah.
You remember, you had the camera and the resident Jesuit priest that was in the little building there where the, you know, where the Jesuits sleep when they're up there studying deep space. That was one of the questions that we asked was, you know, what was Malachi Martin talking about? And we have it on film with the Jesuit admitting to us that these days the Vatican is only observing one thing in deep space, and that is exo-worlds on which they believe there could be extraterrestrial intelligence. Now, don't forget, that comment was only accompanied by numerous, dozens literally, of other highly placed Vatican representatives, Corrado Balducci, going on Italian television, saying the Vatican is not only aware of the alien presence, they know that some of them are on Earth right now. This was the most highly placed priest. He was an exorcist, and he was the Vatican's spokesperson, the official spokesperson on UFOs, aliens, and all that. Him saying they're using their emissaries around the world to study the alien presence on Earth now. Well, again, that came out in the WikiLeaks with Vatican representatives contacting John Podesta. When are you going to set up this meeting with Obama? So they have a strong interest in it. People are going to have to watch the film to really get the skinny on what's going on with the Vatican's interest. They do believe that our space brothers, though, are coming, and they're going to evangelize us, not vice versa. They're going to correct our understanding of the gospel.
They're going to fix our theology around who Christ was and what we're even doing here. Well, guys, you're going to have to get a copy of The Great Delusion. There was never going to be enough time in these four shows, even though we talked as fast as we could. That concludes our series on Josh Peck's new film, over 10 years in the making, The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy. Make sure you pick your copy up today. For everybody in studio, Tom, Josh, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.